on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and this evening I have with me Mig Chainsaw Chester, Jana Mig Death by Gucci, and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. How's everybody doing this evening?
Very good.
Good.
Very good. Well, we're having some struggles.
Uh-oh. We'll get it fixed. People are freaking. Jen's going to have a meltdown if you don't get it going.
It's funny because all over my fan page, people are like, is Spockholm down? Is Spockholm down?
Spockholm down.
Well, and it's tough because, you know, time zone differences. You know, where Martin's one place, I'm another. And unfortunately, this hit while they're all sleeping.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that Martin still has full control over as the, you know, the owner of the concept of Spockholm.
Well, one time Ike told me that, because my blog was down, and he said, well, don't worry, it will make people appreciate you more.
Yeah.
And so now it will be the same thing. When you guys come back, everyone will really appreciate you.
Well, I suppose, unless they go out there and they find something else instead.
No, there's something else.
Yeah, no kidding. Some of these a-holes can't even wait a few minutes.
I know. Get a grip.
They jump ship and go to the evil empire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know. So
I know nothing other than Spock, personally.
Yeah.
But
who the hell's Spock?
Live long and prosper.
He's on Star Trek or something.
We've actually, at Spockholm, built up our public forum. We've got that out there now, you know, to try to combat the fact that they were talking about throwing discussions out the window. Our goal is to kind of open it up to be just about all things Mafia Wars, not just Spock. Let's try to create some sections that would allow people to talk about, you know, other parts of the game and stuff than just the Spocklet parts. But for us, mainly, it's supposed to be just a discussions area to talk about issues they're having with specific ones. And then a couple of Spocklets have gotten some minor updates. Like, for example, the Getnator has actually gotten a feature in it now that does some permissions checking, which kind of caught me off guard. I had seen it in there just before all this crash, and I wasn't sure what it was yet. And, of course, they were sleeping. And Martin had made a comment about it, or Ike did, on our discussions that I overlooked because I don't read. So if you open up the Getnator when we get things working again, there's two buttons at the top, one that says groups and the other one says wall, I think. And if it's in red, then that means the permissions are actually off and you're not going to be able to publish to walls or get group info like you're in order for the Spocklet to work well with the feeds and the other. So it's kind of like a little check. So that'll be nice for some people that say, you know, I've tried to use this and it doesn't work. And then at least we can rule out whether or not it's a permissions issue with not being able to see the feed posts or the publishing to groups or walls. So
could permissions, an issue like that be what's broken my switch on Chrome?
It's possible. And that's one of the other things that were, you know, one of the other Spocklets that's been working in sort of a testing environment in the hopper is a thing called the Permissioninator, which gives a listing of all the permissions that Facebook has potential to apply to a specific account and let you turn them on and off as you see fit. But we haven't released it yet because we want to make sure that we do a really good job of conveying what each of those are, as opposed to just dumping them right now. They're all just individual buttons and they don't really say a whole lot. I mean, you can kind of get the idea from some of them, but some of the other ones, it's like, well, what's that do? And if I turn that on, what's really going to happen? So we want to really put some more meat and potatoes into the directions and instructions on what those specifically do. So
what's going on with your cookie-inator?
I don't know.
Cookinator.
Well, it was something in the hopper that we were testing out. And it's supposed to clear your cookies for you. It works really good. It gets rid of all the Mafia War cookies that are junk, as it's labeled. And then you just click one button and it gets rid of all the cookies.
It sounds like you know more about it than Pete.
Yeah.
Well, it was something Ike was working on, and I know there was a code to put in the toolbar. And I asked if it was live, and I never got an answer.
And I'm guessing that it probably isn't.
Because it works really well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's still in the hopper.
I'd say it's still in the hopper.
Okay. I thought it was live, so I made the blog post for it.
With Mike in there.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was a spoiler. Hopefully I don't get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble.
No, we're not. We're not Zanga.
Ultimate trouble would be Pete.
No, they're going to throw you in the hopper.
He could have edited it.
We're not Zanga telling you that you can't talk about stuff. We want people to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And if it's not public, you just won't see it yet.
And otherwise, he'll just edit you out.
Anyway, I don't have a lot. And like I said, we're just playing catch up now with the latest changes. So we'll get them squared away and back on track, and then we'll go from there.
The inventory group Spocklet was updated.
That's true, too. See, that's why Jen's around. She can catch everything that I can't keep up with.
And then she's your assistant.
Well, it was funny. I couldn't.
She's
Doofensmurfs.
Doofensmurfs. Yeah.
No, but I was looking forward to it because I wanted an easy way to check on how many consumables I had. Because on the last show, we talked about the utmost important thing to do is farm these consumables early, and I so over-farmed.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Cause I'm done. Like I'm just about done with Chicago. I have the Ruby level of the last district left, and I have like 100 extra consumables.
Oh my!
So
you did over farm them.
Well, I was like, well, what if I don't have my strategist bonus on? I better make more just in case. And then, so then when I saw my totals and that I had wasted all that energy, I was a little upset.
You got plenty of energy to burn, though.
Not really.
No.
No, I just have like 5,000, a little over.
That's plenty.
Yeah, I have a lot of stamina, so I can level if I need to. Not serial level, but I can get close enough where some kind of bonus will help me as far as the amount of time I play. And then, of course, there's always energy refills, which I try to avoid.
What's up with your blog this week?
Well, we did get that secret district. They released it on Tuesday, and it's really disappointing because the past two secret districts, there was like one good job that had a really good energy or experience energy ratio, and the trend was to kind of get through it, get to that job, and spend all your energy on that job. But since we have the new Chicago districts, I think most people, you know, they're not going to really be planning on just burning their energy for the sake of leveling. They want to complete the Chicago district. So the secret district is going to be more like a finish and forget about it. The ratios are not good. There's nothing over 2.0. And the loot that drops, there's one item that could be helpful, the Harbor Master, and it's a defensive henchman. And it has stats of like defense stats of 102. But your fellow survivor, which is the defensive loot henchman as well, has stats of 100. So you can easily get those. So I wouldn't think that many people would waste their energy trying to farm because the drop rate on these loot items are horrible. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of interest in this Traverse City until just completing it.
I just want to finish it.
I'm not even doing it. I'm going to wait till I finish Chicago and then I'm going to go to it.
I thought there was a time limit on it.
There's 2 weeks, but I'm done with Chicago. So a couple more days I should be done. But to me, I wasn't as excited of finishing that as I was Chicago. Because I want that last achievement.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I forget what they called it.
Oh, it's Out with a Bang. Yeah.
Yeah. Which some people are saying could be like Mafia Wars.
Oh, bite your tongue.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Well, and they did that. They made that post, and we talked about it on the last show. There might have been the show before that, how, you know, Mafia Wars in the house is what they called it. And they said they're working to improve the game and they hear our feedback, blah, 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 and they're slowing down on things. And then this week was ridiculous because, we just had the three new districts of Chicago. Then they dumped this secret district on us. And they're going like balls out with this advertising Harold and Kumar movie. I think they're going to get a proceeds of the ticket sales.
They must be.
Because there's one of those stupid gifting events where one side wins and you have to accept gifts. And if you have a certain number of gifts from the winning side, you'll get the grand prize loot item, which is a waffle bot.
Awesome, huh?
Yeah, and I spent like too much of my own time researching this waffle bot, and it's in the movie.
God.
And it's supposed to be funny, but all the reviews said it wasn't. And one thing people are learning, the gifts that you send, that you have to get cupcakes or brownies, now the stats on those are below 85, the gifting threshold. So you can gift them to your mafia. And a lot of people are doing that. They're getting, you need 75 of each. So they're getting 75, collecting their cupcake and brownies, and then they're passing them on to their mafia. But I think that might be a little risky because in the end, when they calculate like how many waffle bots you're going to get, I don't know if they do that through the inventory. Or is there something that tells them how many times you collected? Maybe Pete would know more about that than me.
I have no idea.
How many times you collected to get the waffle bots?
Yeah, like, you know, there's that collect button on the homepage.
Yeah, it counts. You can maximum of 5 on each side.
Right.
So whichever one wins, you can potentially get 5 of the waffle bots.
Right, but are they using that information when they pass waffle bots?
Yeah.
Or do they use what's in your inventory?
No, they're going to use that.
How do you know?
Because that's what they did on the previous ones. Whatever you collected was what you got credit for. If you didn't collect them, you didn't get the extra items.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It was like that fight battle thing between the woman and the guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you didn't get the 10 items on the one side, then you didn't get the 10 items.
Right.
You had to actually collect them.
Okay, so if they're in your inventory and you don't collect them, then it won't count.
That's the way it's been in the past.
Okay, so we can deduce from that even if you don't have the items in your inventory but you collected, you should get the waffle bots.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember, too, is that the nice part about, when Getnator's running is that they at least let you carry over from section to section. So let's say, because you can, I think you have to have, I don't even know how many items you have to collect.
15 of each on each side.
Okay, so once you get to the maximum of those turn into blue mystery bags. And if you've gotten the maximum of them, then, you know, you can collect them all in one shot.
Right,
so,
you don't have to do individual.
Yeah, you don't have to go 15 and then collect and then wait for the next 15 and collect.
No,
it'll keep track as it goes,
which
is nice because then that's the way that they have to be. Well, that's the way most of their events should be, is it should keep tally of how many you've collected along the way. And when you go to collect, you're done. I wish those, you know, some of those old gifting events were the same way.
And I like how, like with the other gifting events, like you had to save your gifts because you would need them again when the next phase opened up, when you could repeat it. So it was kind of a pain in the ass to save all those. And now you don't need to save them because you don't need them and they're just mystery bags.
Right.
And speaking of mystery bags, we have gold mystery bags.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wonder why.
I know, that's what we're trying to figure. They didn't really nerf anything unless you count.
They're going to be silver ones too.
No silver.
Well, they added the new property and then took it away.
Yeah.
With that.
Maybe that's why. Because this Botanical Gardens, which has been out forever, like it's in the back code. Ike was able to access it before it was even released. It was supposed to be released when the cemetery was, but they came up with the cemetery probably because of Halloween. So then we're like, okay, it's going to be released next. And it was today, well, yesterday, by the time you listen to this. And for 2 hours, it was available. So a lot of people upgraded it. And then without warning, they just pulled it. But they did make a blog post at least to tell us why they pulled it. And they said they turned it on by mistake. And when it comes back in the first week of December, you'll still keep your credit for whatever you upgraded it to.
Good.
But the kicker of that whole post was like, they said, but don't worry, next week there's going to be another one. Like, how many of these freaking properties do they need?
I don't know. That's overwhelming.
And this one's been in the system for so long. Could they please just get it done with?
I know. They should have just left it out, even if it was an accident. So what?
We were already annoyed, so it's...
Just let it go.
Yeah. So I don't know what that was all about. Maybe they felt bad that there was so much crap that they decided to give us a week off.
Oh, gosh. Whatever.
But now, it's funny because some people still have it on their account, and it says they have 41 days to upgrade it or 44 days.
And they can't make it go away from what I've read.
No, yeah. Oh. And I don't think they can make it work either. So it's just there.
Uh-huh. Hence the gold mystery bags.
So, yeah, that's probably why, because this all happened on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's something else that we just haven't figured out
yet. You never know with them. And they, Miss Gold Mystery Bags always say one day, if you read the homepage module, it says they're only available for one day because they're that good, but they're usually around for 2 or 3 days. And if you plan it right, you know, if you can collect 20 right now before midnight, then right after midnight, you can collect 20 more. And surprisingly, the canister rifle, which is one of the loot items that drops from them, is still usable.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try to get some of those. And then the last thing, we're supposed to have a new boss fight this week. And the loot was added to the inventory last week. And then for some reason, 2 more sets of family boss fight loot was added to our inventory this week. So there's a total of 3 sets of it out there that's unreleased.
Huh.
So I don't know if they're trying to like load up before the holidays, or are we going to have more than one boss?
I guess you never can tell.
It's a mystery.
Maybe the Raven will show back up so we can get that stupid achievement.
You know, they really need to do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, for me, it doesn't matter because I already have it. Mm. But I feel bad for everybody else.
And everyone, no, you don't.
Well,
you,
and it's
love
funny,
being the only one.
I've had people make fun of me. They're like, well, yeah, how many reward points did you spend? And I always say that was the best investment of reward points that I've ever done, because I just don't have to worry about it. But I feel bad for the people that have to worry, like you guys.
Yeah.
What?
So
she doesn't feel bad.
No, I do. I think they should just, if they're not going to bring them back, they need to remove that achievement. It's that simple. Because it's not fair to people, especially those people that kind of get obsessive about black and white achievements.
Uh-huh.
They have no control. They can't do anything about it. And they need to stop selling those sniper shots if they're not going to have the Raven. That's rude, because somebody might be tricked into buying them.
Mm-hmm.
And they even put them on sale.
Not cool.
No, that's sneaky. So they need to address this problem and tell everyone what their plans with the Raven are. And not just say, oh, in the future sometime. Because it's been a long time now.
For that matter, you know, he had loot associated with him. Make him a boss fight, you know, family boss fight. And then once you get your 10 of them, then you've got the achievement.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm following.
Maybe they'll listen.
I have my moments.
Yeah. And gosh, that.
And then, you know, put the cooldown timer on it so that people have to buy it. And then Zynga makes a little bit along the way and you still get the achievement. People would do it as long as the loot's there.
Okay, so that's our plea for the show, that they look into the Raven and address it.
Yep.
Kind of like they did with our family stats.
Yep.
Maybe so Team Spotcom can find the hidden Raven.
Yeah, look, let us
we'll
know
dig
where
them out of, we'll dig them out of the servers.
The Ravenator.
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 Anything else?
No, that's enough.
Are you sure you don't have anything else to bore the shit out of us with?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
What's up with you, Chainsaw Chester?
Nothing.
Anything new?
No.
Any big news?
Any rumors you'd like to address?
Rumors? What rumors?
I don't know, just something.
There's got to be something juicy in the family life.
The family module itself has no updates still.
No white flag added.
No white flag. No ability to end something when you're beating the living crap out of someone. Absolutely nothing freaking useful. Well done, Zynga.
Asshats.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I've waited, and here it has been a month, and there's nothing. So I don't know how long they think it actually takes to write a little bit of code.
They better do something before they run you off or something.
Too late.
Too late. Can you elaborate upon that?
Why? I just said too late.
I think he's overwhelmed. He's frustrated.
Well, I think it's too late for that family battle thing, too. Nobody likes doing them.
Oh, I love doing them.
You like them? I don't think it's too late. I think they just need to give incentive.
Yeah, I mean, they need to change something because people have been bailing. I mean, I've been getting busy in my real life, and I'm just tired. You know, there's nothing new. There's nothing that's there to keep me going. So I've had to start scaling everything back, and what I started to do is I started with my family, Meg.
And I have now stepped down as the godfather of Mid.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow.
The end of an era.
That's huge news.
That's awful.
Yeah, look, it's been 2.5 years. And it's been a hell of a great run. I still love the family. I still love all the people that are in it. MIG itself is not going to change, you know. I've instituted a set of core values, and everybody adheres to them. And if you don't adhere to them, you get your ass booted out. It's very simple.
Ass hats for everyone.
That's right.
So who's the new godfather?
Godmother.
No, oh. That's right.
Is it Jana?
Nope.
Hell no.
I know better.
No. Props go out to Sonia. Sonia's got an awesome story. And if you're ever fortunate enough to track her down, talk to her about it, where she came from. Because I'm real close to just removing the app. Because there's nothing else coming through. I mean, I do love the battle, and you've just got to enhance it. And you've got, I mean, it's damn simple. Go back to the beginning of the game. When you go back to the beginning of the game, that is when you had the most users. That's what ramped you up. What did you have? It was so damn simple. You had only a couple of cities. You had robbing the way it should be. And then you have your fighting. I think the fighting is a little bit better now than it was. So keep the current one and just go back. Scale back on the BS. Nobody needs to do 50,000 of these stupid Harold and Kumar things to get something. We don't need freaking pop-ups every time we do a damn fight and some damn zombie wave wants to come in.
Yeah, that's annoying.
You have these things. Go back to the beginning and realize what you've done. I've seen so many companies do this. They get big and they're like, oh crap, how do we keep retention, keep from losing people? How do we keep the retention rate up? So, oh, well, let's just add more shit in the game. Well, now you've created what's called bloatware, and nobody wants to deal with it. You're sick of it. You know, so scale back on some of the bullshit. You really don't need it. If you got back to your core values and your core game, we'd be here. You'd have a hell of a lot more people playing every single day. Because the more shit you add, the more people that are leaving. You haven't figured that out yet.
You got to fix what's broken, too, before you keep adding.
Just get
how rich. Can they not know that, though?
I don't know how many times it can be said.
Well, that's what makes me think they have another reason for it that we don't know about.
Well, it sure as hell isn't to drive everybody to Mafia Wards 2, the bobbleheads. There's no reason. There's no family piece into it. I'll never play it. So, I mean, yeah, I beta tested for you guys, or alpha tested, whatever the hell that was. And I didn't enjoy it, you know. I gave it a shot. I worked up to, like, level 5 or 7 or something like that, but it just wasn't for me. You know, I had more fun playing Syndicate back in the 90s than I did that.
Oh, dear.
I had more fun playing Pong.
Playing with who's what?
Pong. Remember on the Atari? That Pong, and it would just...
Two sticks with the little dot, the square dot. It wasn't
Genius.
Even a circle. It was a square.
You were playing two sticks?
It to the top, it would bounce off the wall.
Genius. Yep.
Yeah.
And it was addictive.
I mean, so these are all the things that are wrong with the game. And Zynga, you just don't get it. I mean, I don't understand why the developers have to think, oh, well, we need this and we need that. You don't need that crap. You can have an event now and then. That's fine. But get the shit pop-ups out of my way. If you want consultant, I thought that's what PAC was going to be, is your like little
free consultants. Yeah.
That's what we were.
Free. The R stays in. Don't take the R out. We'll do it for free. I mean, if you want to spend money and fly your asses out there for a day or two like you did.
We can restructure everything now.
God,
fix you guys up.
We could do this. I bet you just the podcast itself could probably put out a hell of a good game.
I bet we could.
Yeah. If you just asked us, hey, let's have a powwow, we could point out all the things that you need to do, and then you'd be done.
We could even get you guys set up to do your Ustream, your own show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. How many episodes have we had? 100 and something? 110? Mm-hmm.
111 is this
and
one.
And they had 1 million? 12.
Yeah. Might as well be 1 million.
Hey, wait a minute. That makes Evil Ed's, what do you call it, true for only one thing.
It was true for them.
Because he said they would, he told us we wouldn't last past 12.
They didn't.
Right. 100 times later.
And here we are.
Yep.
Frustrated as we were when we started.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And it just got to be more and more and more. Like, I remember we used to have trouble filling the time because there wasn't so much to talk about.
But that's fine, you know, because our podcasts are supposed to be, what, 15 to 20 minutes. That's all the things need to be to give everybody the information that they want. I mean, sure, we'll throw a couple of ass hats and that's what she said in. Get drunk, kids.
Fun commercials.
But other than that, I mean, it's supposed to be simple. It's just stupid. That's the crazy bullshit that you guys have put in the game that makes people like me, who's held out for so bloody long, want to leave. Because I'm so close to just packing it up and saying, F it. You know, remove the app. I don't need the headache. I got free time. Shit, I went and played racquetball today.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've got free time now. And you know what? It's not, I don't want to spend it playing the game. That's the sad thing. I love the game, but I don't love the bloatness of it. So,
aww.
Yeah, but
you need a drink.
Oh, I drink too much.
Okay.
Not as much as my liver needing friends out there in Meg.
Yeah.
There's several of you who I think you left your livers as you walked out the door the other day. They're stinking up the joint.
Yeah, there's a lot of booze.
Yeah, that's why we'll never cremate you guys. You'll burn for like 4 days.
Oh, gosh.
But hey, I've got to say that the reason I've stayed around so long is because of the community aspect. The people that I've fallen in love with at MIG, you know, they have truly become family to me. And even now, I still think of them as my, not only my brothers and sisters, but my kids at the time.
He's touching me. He did it.
Just shut the hell up.
Well, Meg won't be the same without you as godfather.
But you're still going to be in Meg, right?
Well, for now, I'm in Meg. We'll just see what happens with the game. I'll give it a couple weeks and see if they can do something, you know? Fix shit. Get rid of the bloatware. Anyway, we've got some shout-outs.
Well, I want to give you a shout-out because I know all of MIG would want me to, and everybody in MIG is going to miss you as godfather, and I know everybody's learned a lot from you, and you're always going to be MIG even if you leave the game. And I know people are already a little confused and sad, but Sonya's going to do a good job, and she's going to take care of what you've already started, so... But we all love you and Meg, and you've been awesome.
Well, thank you.
Suck, I guess, but we love you.
Yeah, my shout-out will go to all my Miglets and to Sonya. You guys have been my life for 2.5 years. You've brought me all the joy that I can ever think of, and you've literally made me the proudest godfather that there is. So I can guarantee you that nobody else is as proud as I have been of all of you and everything that you've accomplished, so... Thanks to all of you for giving me the last 2.5 years of fun. I appreciate it. And to you asshats here on the Informing Podcast, you guys keep me around still. If I wasn't doing this with you guys, I'd probably be already been gone from the game. So you guys have brought me some good times and some camaraderie that I wouldn't really have. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Jen?
Oh, my
shut
up.
I don't want to hear it now. No.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Okay, my shout out is to Christopher Chester.
Dear God.
I don't want you to leave, but I understand your reasons. And I would hope that even if you left, that you would continue to do the podcast so we can still see what's going on in your life. And you can maybe enlighten our listeners of what a life without Mafia Wars is like.
I'm curious.
But I want you to stay in the game. So hopefully Zynga will listen. And say, well, if Chester's feeling this way, then there's 200 other thousand people feeling the same way.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you. Petrie.
My shout out is to all the people that actually caught wind of Chester's decision and have left rants on the rant line. Some of them are absolutely hilarious, and I will make sure that in either a special just dedicated whenever Chester episode, they make it in it, or we get it into one of the future shows. But I just, you know, don't have enough time to get it in for this particular one. So, but anyway, so my shout out is to those fans that took the time to leave their voice rants on the phone line for Chester.
I can't wait to hear them. Awesome.
They are good.
Yeah, you should put them in the show.
We will. Not this. Let's wait. Because if I do bail like I'm planning on doing, we'll just put them in that episode.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. So
my goodbye.
And then who knows? By then you might have more. So it might make a whole show.
You have just that's yeah. Right.
Yeah. Shout so right outs. Now, anybody who has issues, who believes the same things I do, and you'd like to see that game change like that, send us a rant, send us an email,
write your senator.
On a podcast wall. write your senator. But you just post on this whenever we post them for our podcast. Put your comments in. We need your voice because we're just four people. Y'all asshats. I mean, you guys actually have the voice. It's we the people. You know, not just I or us three or four. It's we, all of us.
If and Mike.
Voice. Oh, I forgot about Hominy. Anyway. All of us together make a single voice, and that's what will change Zynga. So,
word.
Your chance. On that note, Gurley.
That's a wrap.
Night, everybody.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna run.